Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the OG Therapy Podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey, welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. And today I'm flying solo without my fellow OGs. However, we have a lot of questions from a bunch of teenagers from a high school slash middle school. Actually, it's mostly a middle school here in Utah that we did an assembly with this past week. And so as promised to the students in the middle school, we will be answering many of your questions, and some of your questions will allow you to be the winner of a gift card or a pair of Vans shoes. So for all you students out there listening to this podcast, please stay tuned. We're picking the winners today and tomorrow. And even though we're not going to be able to give everybody a pair of shoes or a gift card, we can only give a handful of people, or actually more than a handful. We will be answering a lot of the questions that you guys submitted. There's so many good questions. There are some of the questions that we got, about three or four, that's kind of a similar question. So I'll answer those all at the same time. However, we are going to be picking the winners in the next day or two. So stay tuned for that. And also stay tuned for your question. So if you're a student from Lincoln Academy that we spoke at last week, just stay tuned, because we will be messaging you back to let you know and let your principal know if you are one of the people we chose as a winner, or if we chose your question on the podcast, we'll also be messaging you as well. So thank you again. The first question I picked was a question I haven't answered on the podcast yet, so I thought this would be a good one. And also, it's a pretty relevant question for a lot of kids out there. Very simple, because I'm getting these text questions in, I'm going to read just the simple question, and then I'll add my own little, what I assume is some extra details that they probably just didn't put in there. So this question is, how do I deal with parents going through a breakup / parents fighting? Man, even though it's a very common thing for teenagers and for kids, is this person a teenager? Yeah, teenager. Even though it's not common, even though it's very common to have parents fighting and a lot of parents break up, it is still something that is not common to you. So the teenager that's sending this question, any teenager listening to this question, or a parent listening to this question, want to share this with their kid, or maybe just a teenager that you know, this question is one of those questions where, even when I give you the advice and even when I give you suggestions and ideas how to handle these types of situations, I don't know all the details. But also too, you're a rookie at this, which means you've never gone through something like this before. At least I'm assuming at your age, you probably haven't gone through multiple divorces. This is most likely the first time this young person's parents have had a breakup and had this type of challenge. And a lot of hurt and pain comes from any breakup. If you're in high school and middle school and you have a little crush on someone, you kind of do the, we're dating because we're holding hands at school. Obviously, that's not really dating. Whatever it is, if that relationship doesn't work out, that can be hurtful and painful. If, you know, when you get older, I should say, if you have a relationship with someone and that doesn't work out, that's going to be painful. If you have a marriage with kids, maybe a house, cars, that's way more painful. However, I don't want you or anyone else listening to this think that you're completely powerless in this situation. In fact, a lot of times kids have a lot more power over their parents in this situation. Now, they don't always feel powerful in this situation, because something that tends to happen is parents, and I'm not saying your parents are doing this, in fact, they may not be doing this, but it's hard not to do. And what I'm referring to is parents sometimes like to bring their kids into their problems and the relationships. Sometimes parents are looking for some sort of validation, maybe someone to jump on their team and to say, yeah, and I agree with mom, or I agree with dad. This is not good when you as a parent, or, you know, when any parent brings in their kid into the situation, the relationship, makes them part of the problem. Now, the kid can mistakenly believe that they're the reason why you can't make it work together, or they can feel like they're trapped in this triangle, that if they side with one parent, the other parent's gonna be mad at them. If they side with the other parent, well, then that other parent's gonna be mad at them. So it's kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't type of a situation. But there is something that you can definitely do as a teenager. Younger kids, it's gonna be a little bit difficult for, so I wouldn't suggest this for younger kids, but definitely if you're a teenager, go to your parents. And by the way, when you're listening to this, remember back to the assembly. I gave a couple suggestions where this was at the very beginning, the suggestion when people ask questions at the assembly. Make sure if you want to have influence and create some sort of change in your parents fighting or the way they go about doing it, that you speak to them, pull them aside one-on-one with no one else around and tell them your concerns. Don't complain to them and tell them things like, well, why are you guys always fighting? Like, it stressed me out. I don't like it. If you tell them your angers, your frustrations, and if you say it in a very brash or just very aggressive way, it can make your parents get pretty defensive. Most times parents don't want to be bad parents, or they at least don't want to even look like they're potentially bad parents, especially not in the eyes of their kids. That's why if you pull them aside individually and if you talk to them one-on-one, it's going to do a couple things. One, it's going to pull them away from an environment that could cause them to be more defensive. And for teenagers, I always use this analogy. If you notice that some friends will act differently in large groups of people than they act when it's just the two of you alone, this is a lesson in how human beings, they know if people are watching them. If someone is making a TikTok video, if someone is doing an Instagram live, if someone's sharing a reel on Instagram, they didn't accidentally share that content and share that information. They curated it, they built it, they tried to highlight the best parts of it, and they put it together. Now you have this content, you're consuming it. However, it wasn't something that was just blah, just thrown out there. So when you talk to your parent individually, it gives you time to be measured, which means, what measure means is you can take your time, you can have a pace, and you can have the opportunity of setting up the time to talk with them. So I had one teenager not too long ago have an issue that they want to talk to their parents about. Well, their parents are divorced, and they knew she knew talking their parents together at the same time was not even an option. Plus, it wouldn't have gone well anyways because her parents didn't get along still to that day. So instead, what she did, she pulled her mom aside, she pulled her dad aside, and she didn't complain. She didn't say, "Mom and Dad, I'm frustrated with you about this scenario." But her parents were already divorced, so it wasn't the exact same as this situation with this teenager. What she did tell them is she told them that she was concerned, and she was concerned for them. And she was wondering if maybe there's things she could do around the house to help clean up the chores and make food, and she could learn more adult responsibilities so that she could help taking care of her mom. And then she said the same thing with her dad. Both her mom and her dad were so touched by what she said and felt so bad because they didn't want her taking on these adult responsibilities. They confessed to her that, yes, she's right. There are some things going on, and that they can't really share them with her. However, they can let her know that they don't want her to change her life. They want her to be a kid, and that they will do a better job at not being agitated, losing their temper, because the last thing they want is to stress out their kids. Because she chose the one-on-one time, because she didn't complain or tell them how angry she is, she didn't use other people. She didn't say, yeah, even all my other siblings think you're this way, or even Dad, who you happen to hate, thinks you're this way. Instead, she spoke from the heart. She told her parents that this is something that she was scared and nervous about. However, she thought she was old enough for her parents to at least give her some information about what's going on. So both of them did. They gave her a little bit of information, even though they didn't get into all the details. And so because of that, it actually helped her fears and her worries. So for the teenagers that asked this question, what can I do to help my parents if they're going through a breakup? You can tell them how you're feeling. Don't wait for them to come and talk to you. Pull them aside one-on-one and let them know. In fact, a suggestion would be, hey, Mom, or hey, Dad, I don't want to hurt your guys' feelings, and I don't want to make you guys feel like you're not good parents, because that's not the case. However, I did want to let you know that your guys' breakup and what you guys are going through, it's causing me to have a lot of really concerned, worrisome, fearful feelings. And I know that, you know, you guys aren't doing this on purpose to me or our siblings or our family. However, it does affect me personally, and I've been noticing it. And I didn't want to hide this. And you've always told me that I could come tell you anything. You always said that you'd rather me let you know what was going on, even if it was hard for you to hear. So I'm doing exactly what you've always told me. And I just want to let you know that it's been really difficult for me. Telling your parents how you feel, like, hey, me, I feel, my thoughts, my opinions. Not only do you get practice at talking about your feelings, but you get practice in a real difficult situation. As teenagers, I wouldn't expect any of you to think about the future this way, but I can tell you what's coming in your future, more relationship challenges. But also what's coming in your future is more relationship opportunities to have great experiences, not just in dating, but in friends and family. So yes, you get a little bit of a mixed bag. You get opportunities to be hurt, opportunities and situations can happen that can cause you a lot of pain, and you get invitations and opportunities to have great experiences, because life is all about relationships. When they're going great, you're feeling great. When they're not going great, it doesn't feel so great. So I'm not going to weigh in on the actual details because it was such a short question. I don't really have any information at all. I can just say, get your parents aside one-on-one. Don't complain to them. Don't yell at them. Don't get mad at them. Don't make them feel like they're bad parents instead, or say things that could cause them to feel that way. Instead, do your best to just take your time, be measured, and speak from your heart how you feel about what they're going through. Don't use examples like, hey, last night when you guys were fighting and arguing, like, I just want to run away. Even if you felt that way, I'd suggest you be an example to your parents and show some maturity. And even 13-year-olds, 12-year-olds can be mature at that moment if need be. But instead, you know, tell your parent that's like, hey, you know, I heard you guys fighting last night. I heard you guys arguing. I don't want to make you guys feel bad. I'm not trying to cause any problems, any drama. I just got to tell you that, like, it's really making me worried. It's caused me to have, you know, some fears and to, you know, to wonder what our future is going to be like. And then say that other part where I said, hey, you know, you've always told me to talk to you. By the way, I love telling teenagers to use your parents' words, not against them, but to remind them. Say, hey, you always said to come talk to you. You always said to tell you the truth. And if I told you the truth, you'd be able to handle it better. Just because your parents have said things like that in the past, if you start to be honest with them, you still got to use some, you got to be careful how you're honest with them. You don't want to be too harsh on them and too hard. And then at the same time, if they start to go, well, I don't want you to feel that way. You know, I'm sorry that you heard us fighting. You know, it's not your worry. Everything's gonna be okay. It's going to be fine. Just reassure your parents. I'm not saying that I need you to like fix this. I am saying though, I am concerned. I'm worried. And I just don't want to hold those feelings in. I want to talk to you about it. That's my suggestion. Thank you for the teenager who sent in that question. That was a great question. Love that question. We'll be answering a lot more questions over the next week or so. And until next time, you guys, thank you so much for coming to visit us here at OG Therapy. And just always remember, if you're stressed, if you're struggling, if life's got you down on your knees begging, please, 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 just always remember you can press play and listen to some of your OGs. Give you some suggestions, ideas, so you don't have to go through all the drama alone. You can get some help. Until next time, you guys, thank you very much and be cool.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.